Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for First Hawaiian, Inc., also known by its ticker, FHB. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth with solid picks, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into First Hawaiian, a regional banking player that might not be a household name like some of the big Wall Street giants, but it's got a unique position worth exploring. Let's break down what makes this company tick, analyze its recent performance, and unpack a full SWOT analysis to see if it's a fit for your portfolio. Stick around, because we've got insights from financials to forward-looking trends that could shape its future. First, a quick overview for those who might not be familiar with First Hawaiian, Inc. This company is a bank holding company headquartered in Hawaii, operating primarily through its subsidiary, First Hawaiian Bank. It's deeply rooted in the Hawaiian market, serving both retail and commercial clients with a focus on banking services, loans, and wealth management. As part of the broader financial sector, specifically in the regional banking industry, First Hawaiian plays in a niche but critical space, catering to a localized economy that's influenced by tourism, real estate, and small businesses. With thousands of full-time employees and a market cap in the mid-billion range, it's not a small fry, but it's not a national heavyweight either. So, where does it stand today? Let's talk recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at the numbers, First Hawaiian has shown a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short term, the stock has had some volatility with single-digit percentage changes over the past week and month, but when we zoom out to the six-month and one-year performance, there's a noticeable uptick, suggesting some resilience. Over a five-year horizon, though, it's lagged behind broader market gains, which raises questions about long-term growth momentum compared to its sector peers. On the news front, there's been chatter about their focus on maintaining strong capital ratios and navigating economic headwinds in Hawaii, which is heavily tied to external factors like tourism recovery. Now let's get into the meat of this analysis with their latest earnings call from Q3 2025, which dropped some key insights. They reported strong quarterly results with notable growth in net income and a stable deposit base, but management also flagged concerns about external economic pressures. With that backdrop, let's dive into the SWOT to see what's working for First Hawaiian and what's holding it back. Strengths. First off, First Hawaiian benefits from a strong regional presence. Being a leading bank in Hawaii gives it a loyal customer base and a deep understanding of the local market. This isn't just about brand recognition, it's about trust, especially in a tight-knit economy where relationships matter. Financially, the company's showing some solid metrics from the latest income statements. Revenue and net income have been trending positively, with a healthy gross profit margin that reflects efficient operations. Their return on equity is also competitive within the regional banking space, indicating they're making good use of shareholder capital. Another plus is their liquidity position. With a solid current ratio and quick ratio, as seen in the latest balance sheet data, they've got the flexibility to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. This is huge for a bank, especially in uncertain economic climates. From the Q3 2025 earnings call, management highlighted a stable deposit base, which is a cornerstone for any bank. This stability provides a reliable funding source for loans and investments, reducing reliance on volatile external financing. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. First Hawaiian has some cracks to address. One glaring issue is their long-term stock performance. Over a five-year period, they've underperformed compared to the broader financial sector and even their industry peers. For long-term investors like us, that's a red flag on growth potential. Their debt-to-equity ratio is another concern. While not catastrophic, it's on the higher side for a regional bank, suggesting they're carrying a decent load of leverage. If interest rates spike or economic conditions worsen, this could strain their balance sheet. Geographic concentration is a double-edged sword. While their focus on Hawaii is a strength, it also limits diversification. If the local economy takes a hit, say from a downturn in tourism or real estate, they've got little buffer from other markets. Lastly, while their net profit margin is decent, it's not standout compared to top-tier regional banks. This hints at potential inefficiencies or higher operating costs that could erode profitability if not addressed. Opportunities. Looking ahead, there's room for First Hawaiian to capitalize on some trends. The Hawaiian economy, tied to tourism, could see a boost if global travel continues to rebound. If they can grow their loan portfolio to small businesses and hospitality sectors, that could drive revenue. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to historical levels, potentially offering a buying window for long-term investors if earnings growth materializes. This is something to watch, especially if they execute on strategic initiatives. Technology adoption is another avenue. While not heavily mentioned in the data, the broader banking industry is moving toward digital platforms. If First Hawaiian invests in fintech solutions or enhances online banking, they could attract younger demographics and improve efficiency. From the earnings call, management seems optimistic about future growth, focusing on expanding their commercial banking segment. If they can capture more market share in this area, it could diversify their revenue streams beyond traditional retail banking. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks looming. Economic sensitivity is a big one. Hawaii's economy is vulnerable to external shocks. Think federal policy changes, geopolitical tensions affecting travel, or even natural disasters. As management noted in the earnings call, these external factors are out of their control but could hit hard. Interest rate volatility is another threat. Banks live and die by rate environments, and with their current debt levels, a sharp rise in rates could squeeze margins and increase borrowing costs. Competition in the regional banking space is fierce. Larger national banks and even credit unions are vying for the same customers, and if First Hawaiian doesn't differentiate through service or innovation, they risk losing market share. Finally, their five-year underperformance compared to the sector suggests investor confidence might be shaky. If sentiment doesn't improve, it could limit their ability to raise capital or attract institutional backing, which is critical for long-term expansion. So, what's the big picture here for First Hawaiian Inc.? As a long-term investor, I see a company with a solid foundation in a unique market, but it's not without its challenges. Their regional strength and stable financials are a plus, and there's potential upside if they play their cards right with economic recovery and strategic growth. However, the risks tied to geographic concentration and broader economic uncertainties can't be ignored. For those of you looking at short and medium-term trends, keep an eye on their quarterly results and any moves to reduce debt or expand digitally. These could be catalysts, but always frame this within a long-term lens. Is this a stock that can compound wealth over decades, or is it more of a tactical play? Wrapping up, First Hawaiian presents a balanced but cautious outlook. It's not a screaming buy, nor is it a stock to dump without thought. For long-term retail investors, it might be worth a closer look if you believe in the Hawaiian market's resilience and the company's ability to navigate headwinds. As always, do your own due diligence and consider how this fits into your broader portfolio strategy. If you enjoyed this deep dive, stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swats on our platform. Drop a like, subscribe, and let's keep building wealth together. See you in the next one.